The Carolina Panthers entered the playoffs with the NFL's best record at 15-1 and the best record in their 20-year history. Players and coaches say at the heart of the team, leading on the field and off, is Thomas Davis. Davis has come back from three major knee surgeries since the Panthers drafted him a decade ago. Despite that, he's now among the NFL's best linebackers. But that's just one piece of his reputation in Charlotte, where his work with kids is what stands out to many. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
At Piedmont IB Middle School, 8th grader Bryson Ellis says he was somewhat shy when the school year started. Last month, he was elected student council president.
I didn't go into this year planning to run for anything, but then, like, I got a self-confidence boost and everything, so I ran.
That self-confidence boost came in part from Thomas Davis. Every Monday, Ellis and about 20 other middle schoolers meet with the Panthers linebacker and other adults to learn about leadership and community service. Tracy and Tim Ellis say it's been wonderful for their 13-year-old son.
He's definitely more comfortable in a leadership role now, so I definitely feel that it has benefited him and in that particular way by helping him to win the student council president of the school.
He's become more assertive and more aware of what being a leader is and doing the right thing, so I definitely think that that's been a positive event for him.
The lessons have included packing boxes for homeless people at a food bank and working with others on a team, Bryson says.
If you didn't communicate and if you didn't make sure your voice was heard, then, like, it's not that you didn't contribute, but you weren't going to do that well, because if everybody's too scared to say anything, then you can't get anything done.
Bryson says that's been a theme from Davis: speak up, but also listen and work together. It's something the Panthers co-captain does every Sunday.
We out here, we're going to defend our dirt all day long. We're going to defend what's ours.
In this Panthers video, Davis hypes up teammates before a home game. Once it starts, he delivers some of the biggest hits for one of the NFL's best defenses. Defensive tackle Dewan Edwards calls Davis one of the hardest-working guys on the team.
He sets the tone for us, and we follow his lead.
On and off the field, says veteran safety Roman Harper.
He is Mr. Carolina, let me tell it. So he's a great guy, upstanding citizen. And at the end of the day, man, he doesn't just talk the talk, he walks it as well.
He's also one of only two NFL players to come back from three ACL tears, one of the most serious knee injuries. Fellow Panthers co-captain Ryan Khalil says a lot of guys would write off their careers after what Davis went through.
And Thomas is somebody who's time and time again has said, no, I'm not done. He really is one of the elite defensive players in this league, and given the circumstances, it's pretty incredible.
Coach Ron Rivera calls Davis the emotional heart and soul of the team.
Based on where he came from and the things that he's had to go through his entire career, and to be where he is right now, is a great example of what perseverance and resilience means.
Davis won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award last year, which recognizes excellence on and off the field. This video from the ceremony shows Davis walking through his hometown of Shelman, Georgia, population 1,000, where he and his younger sister were raised by their single mom.
This was one of the many houses that we stayed in growing up. To take a hot bath, I would have to boil water on the stove. We had to run an extension cord from one of our neighbor's house, you know, just to have a light.
On Christmas, he says there were years he woke up without a gift. Last month, Davis unloaded dozens of boxes of toys so other kids wouldn't have that experience. In Charlotte, Shelman, and his wife's hometown of Greenville, South Carolina, Davis's foundation gave presents to about 700 kids, including Shaquiana and Nyana Gaston.
I got a portable DVD player, a candy cart on the go, a pencil holder, and a paddle ball.
I got two Mata High dolls.
Their mom, Tawanda Gaston, smiled at them.
It means a lot to me because sometimes, you know, you don't have as much as you want and do as much as you need to do. So for me, it's a blessing, honestly.
At the toy giveaway and at his leadership academy for middle schoolers, Davis doesn't just provide money, take a few photos, and take off. Bryson Ellis, the 8th grader, says Davis is there 100%.
He really cares. It's genuine. There are some people who are just going to, like, do it and forget about it, but he's actually a really nice person.
For Davis, the motivation comes from remembering what it was like for him at that age.
A lot of the things that I do now stem from a lack of things that I had growing up. So didn't really have anyone to show me at that early age, you know, how to be a leader, how to go about doing things as a young man. So that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start this program.
Davis has said that NFL players are well compensated for what they do. In his Man of the Year acceptance speech, he challenged other players to make a difference in their communities. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.